Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
We now take you to someone celebrating Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
No, I don't think the impeachment trial is going to be finished in 1 week. Of course you can watch the Academy Awards. Well, yeah, Kansas City's got a great offense, but so does San Francisco. That's a great question, Mr. Snuggles. I don't know if Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt are going to get back together. That's a good one.
This has been someone celebrating Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. Where's my pill?
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats today start 24 hours of arguments over 3 days for President Trump's removal from office. Senate Republicans vote for now against allowing testimony from witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says about that.
The president,
what would you do?
Some members of this body are afraid to hear from Ambassador Bolton because they know he knows too much.
President Trump speaking to reporters in Davos, Switzerland, wrapping up the World Economic Forum.
Gerald Nadler, I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that.
He says he'd like to attend the trial in the front row, but says his attorneys might have a problem with that. Opening statements in the Harvey Weinstein rape and sexual assault trial are today in New York City. The former movie mogul says what happened with those two women was consensual. He's also charged in other cases in Los Angeles. The New York City trial is expected to last about 6 weeks. America's listening to Fox News.
Shoveling the snow, your back is screaming from the pain of trying to dig. And as you drive to work, your car begins careening across the ice into an 18-wheeler.
Kind of with Jay, I don't mind winter at all, and I get to wear my winter coat.
Yeah, Joey was pretty impressed with that yesterday.
Joey, did we ever get a picture of him?
Complete
he came in yesterday. He was
different
like
look
off the cover of a magazine.
Yeah, completely different look.
I think there was a consultant involved in that makeover that Joey
so?
Had. Yeah, he got rid of the Shroud of Turin hair.
Mm-hmm. And, Shroud of Turin.
It was the same. And, I mean, fashion, it was tailored, it was...
Looked like he could write a check.
I love that line. That your dad came up with that one, right? Right. Yeah, exactly. That's a good one. Could write a check. Sure did. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, so let's check in on the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We bottomed out at 24 a couple of hours ago. We've climbed 5 degrees since then. We're on our way to a high temperature today up to about 53, which sounds like a heat wave after where we've been the last couple of days. So a modest warming trend is starting. We're dry today. I think there'll be milky sunshine. In other words, those high clouds with the sun kind of melting through. Not as cold tonight. Overnight low 34. Tomorrow, we're in the mid-50s. Risk of showers just about any time tomorrow, but especially, I think, from lunchtime on, the rain chances start to pick up. And then showers are likely Thursday night through the overnight hours and into first thing Friday morning, but it clears out pretty quickly, even the rumble of thunder possible. The weekend, we're dry Saturday. We're in the 50s over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We may have to add a tiny rain chance into the Sunday forecast, but right now, I think the chances of this storm system passing south of us, pretty good. Right now, it's 29 degrees, but just enough wind at 6 miles an hour to give us a wind chill factor of 22 here at 808.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Well, being that it's after 8, business hours started at many businesses around. But, you know, in the plumbing business, you don't have to wait for business hours to pick up the phone and call Plumbing by Luke Wire because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They will take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And that's why for over 2 decades now, they have been second to none in the River Region. They are now my go-to plumbers for, well, I've used them several times in various situations. Recently, they diagnosed a problem that I didn't even know I had in the master bathroom. In other words, I called them for one problem, and they found another one as well and fixed that one too. Plumbing by Luke Wire, ready to go anytime. And their whole house plumbing inspection is something that will give you a great peace of mind because you never know what's lurking behind that dishwasher or somewhere in your master bathroom, perhaps, that's lurking to become a big problem. 264-9666 is their phone number, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
We interrupt this program with breaking news.
Microsoft has a new web browser.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yay. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, please.
I want to roll my eyes right now, but the doctor said if I keep doing it, my ocular muscles might spasm and eject my eyeballs.
We'll be right back after this.
So, they had Internet Explorer, right? Then they had Edge, and those are both gone.
Why did they have to ditch Internet Explorer? What was wrong with that? That they had to come out with Edge? Because I have Edge on my desktop, and I can't figure it out.
It's not Chrome, that's for sure.
Chrome is easy.
Microsoft has never been one that's been good with browsers. Microsoft is the browser you use to download other browsers.
Exactly. When you first get your computer on that first day, you open their browser one time to
go to Chrome or Firefox, right, or any of the others that are available to you. Yep. But never do you continue using Internet Explorer is like having an AOL. No, I'm sorry.
What was that?
Look at the time. It's like having an AOL.
Excuse me. Remember, we had
clear.
Yeah, and because everybody now says that, and believe me, I hate AOL. I hate pulling up my email because I hate their stupid, ignorant take on the day's news. It's a joke on all of us. And once in a while, I get ticked off enough after I've taken one of these, and I'll go in there and I'll say some things in a comment section that I can't say on the radio.
I see.
They're the people that if, let's say, Trump came up with a cure for cancer, the headline would be, Trump puts cancer specialists out of work. that's how they would approach you.
Yeah, you had to drop AOL and go back to Prodigy.
Or how about CompuServe?
CompuServe.
What did those become? What did Prodigy and CompuServe become? Well,
Prodigy was owned by Sears, and they would just stop.
Yeah, Prodigy's just dead. I mean, yeah.
When I worked on WLS, we carried Rush Limbaugh from 11 to 2. And I would hear these ads for this comp. I have no idea what he was talking about. CompuServe. I had a computer to write, but I didn't have one.
But
to...
your ID on CompuServe was a big, long number. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
No, I actually had to be...
CompuServe was bought by American Online.
Is that right?
Yes. In 97.
I am two decades behind everybody else then, aren't I? Unbelievable.
They just didn't close it down. So.
It's 12 past 8. We do have a conundrum. Start thinking about it. The average American does this 22 times a day.
Hmm.
In the house. Sometimes alone. Sometimes somebody else may be in the room. But the average American will do this 22 times a day.
Wow, you gave a lot of information there. That should be easy now.
Well, we're only on for 48 more minutes, so we can't dawdle. Plus, I have Morning Maroon nominees. We got a lot to do here. And some stupid news, too, that's pretty good.
Okie dokie.
So what is this thing the average American does 22 times a day? 272-9228. The winning answer.
Even in Millbrook?
Yes. This is not an action or an activity that is done more frequently in Millbrook than other places.
I see.
It's very consistent. Or from one state to another. 272-9228, winning answer gets a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. While we're waiting for the phones to fill up with excited callers hoping to play the game and qualify for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing.
What?
You know what the listeners are doing? They want me to have the heart attack. They want to see if they can provoke me, get me worked up enough.
Can you just wait till the book starts?
I know.
We got to get them ratings.
Let's talk about Montgomery Paint and Body. They use state-of-the-art tools. Their people are so talented. I'm always envious and awe of people that have a skill set that I could never have in a million years of evolution.
I need to get over there.
Watching them fix a car, even something as simple as a scrape.
Right.
And how they can take that scrape, make it disappear without replacing it, it's amazing. But there's no shortcuts at MPB. There's expertise, but no shortcuts. When you bring your car to them, they're going to do a thorough forensic look at the damage to the vehicle, and that's what they're going to tell the insurance company that needs to be fixed. No shortcuts, no games. Body shops used to do that. My dad would talk about that years ago when I first had my first little fender bender. He said, no, we're not going to take it there because they'll shortcut us. We're not going to go to a place that'll do it right. And here in Montgomery, it's MPB. They've been doing it right for 35 years. They're the best at what they do. So good that one of America's largest insurance company videotaped their processes to show others this is how we want it done. The gold standard, Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with AW. All that begging, and we managed to get Mumnut to the phone. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What do you think here? What is this thing the average American does 22 times a day?
Just the clock.
Oh, that's good.
Check their clock. That sounds like it could be a winning answer. It
isn't. Not that.
Hey, what about Genie? Does anybody remember that?
Genie?
Yeah, I think it was something I had.
Oh, like an online thing. Yeah, no. I vaguely remember it, but yeah.
Yeah, I had that.
Genie.
I'm telling my age, ain't I?
Yeah. Going back, man. Yeah.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Okay, so once again, here's the question. The average American will do this 22 times a day. Inside the house, sometimes alone, sometimes with somebody else. Don't overthink it. Because we want to give that $10 Seafood Bistro gift card away. 272-9228.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating three homicides between Friday and Saturday night. They say the shootings are not related. Right now, no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Two Montgomery bars had their business licenses revoked after police say there have been numerous incidents involving violence in the past year. Sky Bar and After Five Lounge on Debbie Drive must stop doing business immediately. The businesses now have the option to appeal the city council's decision. In a committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery, heard from the Parks and Recreation Department Tuesday about its needs. The committee met with the police and fire chiefs earlier this month, and we'll hear from the maintenance department next week. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You know what they're going to hear with this occupational tax? Business is saying goodbye, Montgomery. Somebody passed that along to the committee. Cliff, what is this thing that the average American does 22 times a day?
Open the fridge.
Open the refrigerator 22 times a day? No wonder we're all so... That is it.
Woohoo, yay!
Yes, and you want a Seafood Bistro gift card.
That is great, because I love eating there.
It is awesome. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and... Let's see. Chris, we got a winner, but you're in our end of the week grand prize drawing. I guess you're unhappy. And whoever you are, who's this?
Georgia from Alabama.
Georgia from Alabama. We got the winner, but we're going to put your name in our end of the week grand prize drawing, okay?
What was the answer?
Open the fridge.
That's what I was going to say. Another one I was going to say was change the TV station.
Yeah, that would have been good. That would have been an excellent guess.
I was going to say that about opening the refrigerator.
But I wanted to get your call, so we got your name in the end of the week grand prize drawing.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. We have a great new song that describes Meghan and Harry's departure from the British royal family, and it is 45 shopping seconds away.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is great. Give it a listen.
8:19. Harry and Meghan took a flight. In Canada, they went through the Office of Immigration. Leaving their cushy royal life to watch hockey and eat poutine like any good Canadian. Put maple syrup on their pancakes with a side of Canadian bacon and Tim Hortons coffee. They'll end their sentences with a mispronouncing about as a boot. Trading in the crowns for an added weight to toque. Harry is done with fox hunting. He's gonna hunt for moose. Left the UK.
Time for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Budell, at 8:20. This is an incredible story. You know, it's one of those things, every time you think you've heard the strangest thing, something comes along that says, wow, I never thought that could happen. very few people in the world know what it's like to win a lottery jackpot.
Or big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But somebody's going to win. That's why we should have it, but that's another discussion. There's a guy named Ivan Dubinsky. No relation to Mr. Krasnowski, who taught us about cleaning our dingleberries in health class in high school. He's a lighthouse keeper in British Columbia, Canada. In November, he entered a lottery drawing online, because I guess that's all you can do when you're working in a lighthouse.
Yeah, when you're in a lighthouse.
And he won a Canadian jackpot equal to...
$1 million.
That's about $765,000. Problem is, he couldn't collect for 2 months because he can't leave the lighthouse unattended.
So, did he miss the deadline?
No. You have 6 months, some places a year. Oh. But he had to wait 2 months. No, you're sitting there. I've got $1 million, and I can't collect it because I can't leave this lighthouse unattended. Finally, somebody on Monday covered for him so he could go to the lottery office and get his check. What's he going to do with all the money? He says his plan is to spend less time in lighthouses.
I bet. That's got to be... tough job. You had the lighthouse story the other day about the guy
that went crazy.
There used to be two people.
One of them died. He thought he was going to get convicted for the murder. He he had to do something with the body, so he made a casket or whatever and put it outside or what. I can't remember and what the case was. But it broke loose because of a storm. The arm hung in front of the window and would just wave back and forth.
And that was when the rule was changed to there has to be three.
Has to be three.
I used to think working in a lighthouse was cool because you could, like, make it really, you know, you get the view. You could set it up to make it all your little comforts with the internet.
But that would get old.
Well, the movie Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, which is one of the great sci-fi films of the 50s. The big monster comes out of the water and wrestles the lighthouse to the ground while two guys are in it. And in a tragic tragedy, they are killed by the beast.
I love lighthouse lore and lighthouse pictures and lighthouse paintings and stuff like that.
We were talking about that with our friends from...
be great to do a lighthouse tour, you know what I mean?
The best lighthouse... this one here. Let's see the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting thing at 8:23 on this still chilly morning, breezy out there. Temperatures will climb. We might see some rain by the end of the week.
But it's one fine morning this morning, isn't it?
It sure is. Let's strike a match. Light the lighthouse.
Play it.
Nice.
That's all
that's
I have
good, that's a good one. I like that.
All right. You know who El Chapo is, right?
Yeah, the drug guy.
Yeah, he's in jail.
Yeah.
Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. His daughter is now ready to launch a new line of beer inspired by her tiny dad. The new brew, which is awaiting approval from the Mexican government to go to market, is part of the El Chapo 701 brand run by his daughter, Alejandrina Guzman Nicaragua.
That's Irish, too.
I did a pretty good job with that. Alejandrina Guzman Nicaragua Krasnowski. The company already has an El Chapo clothing line. Don't we have a law here? Like, if you commit a terrible crime...
You can't profit from it.
Apparently,
like,
that's not the law.
A book or something like that.
It's a reference to El Chapo's position on Forbes' 2009 richest people list when he had a net worth over $1 billion. The drug kingpin who once ruled over the powerful Sinaloa cartel is now serving a life sentence at that Supermax prison in Colorado. Where else? Who else is there that we found out about during Random Facts?
The Krasinski, the Unabomber.
Krasnowski, the Unabomber, yes.
Krasnowski. I almost did a random fact on him this morning. In fact, it was my first random fact until I looked deeper into what they were saying. Mm-hmm. Because they talked about the fact that at age 20-something or another, he had already graduated from, like, Harvard. Mm-hmm. A few years later, he had already gotten a PhD. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was all the, and then at age 27, he gave it all up to go live in the cabin in the woods. And the comments on that was like, hey, you're leaving out a whole lot from the, it was the experiments that they did. And I can't remember what it was called. It's a famous thing. Oh, goodness. Man.
I can help you.
I know. Hang on. I can find it again. Because it really was.
Are you looking for that? Rich and I can talk about the Hall of Fame results. Barry Bonds and Clemens are getting closer. I really don't think they should be in.
I've got a problem with Bonds because of, well, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, his, no, you know, see, when you reach adulthood, your head size doesn't grow 2 inches. Right. Your hat size doesn't grow two sizes like his did. You look at pictures of him when he was young and in the National League, and then after he started doing the roids, he's two different people. Not right, not fair.
So, anything that surprised you? You know what surprised me on the that Walker got in and
Schilling didn't. I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to make this political, but there are a lot of people who vote for the Hall of Fame who are just as liberal as the political reporters we see on TV and the newspapers, and they are punishing him because they had the audacity to tweet out a list of facts. None of the facts were denied. It was just about Islam, and you're not allowed to do that. So they've been. He said the other day in an interview with Bob Costas, I have regretted that every day since. Not because it wasn't true, but it's cost him the Hall of Fame so far.
It was the MK Ultra. The CIA's MK Ultra study program thing that he was a part of. And eventually led to the whole thing. He actually wrote his manifesto while he was a part of that program. And they held on to it. And then, yeah, anyway.
Talking about the Unabomber.
The Unabomber is what we're talking about, yeah. there's a lot of stuff behind that.
Isn't there a movie being made about him or something? Something about the Unabomber coming up soon.
When do you have Terry? You have Terry in tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He'll know a lot about that MK Ultra thing.
So the Richard Jewell movie, did it bomb?
that was
a poor choice of words.
Did it?
That was irony.
Really? Yes.
An awful.
But everybody that's seen it, you got to see it in the context of today's times, where you see the media pick and try and convict somebody of a crime before any evidence is in. Like they did with him.
Yeah.
And
they ruined his life.
Yeah, they did. They ruined his life. They killed him early, in my opinion. Yep. And he did get a big settlement, but he should have never been put through that because he was the hero in this whole thing at the beginning. But the stuff they put out there about him, oh, my God, it was just... And they still do it that way. Mm-hmm. And the FBI, they wanted a bust. So they picked him, and then they were wrong. And we see it happen today. They just don't care about the truth. With the truth, though, about the Seafood Bistro and its amazing menu, here is Jay.
Truth.
Very, very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Seafood Bistro. They open up at 11 a.m. today, as they do every single day of the week, by the way. They're not closed on Sundays. They open up every day of the week so that you can enjoy the fantastic food at the Seafood Bistro. 1651 Perry Hill Road is their location. 279-7500 is the number to call when they open today. Do you need to know all that? Not really. You need to know their website. That's really the thing you need to know. TheSeafoodBistro.com. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Go there. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at all the wonderful pictures of the bacon-stuffed jalapeno poppers, the calamari, the dragon shrimp, the fried pickles. Now I'm down to their salads. They've got the house salad, the bistro, the BLT salad. All of these can be put, can have fried or grilled fish on top of the salad as well. Now I'm looking at their house specialties, the gumbo, the red beans and rice, the shrimp and grits, the new tacos that come with this rice side that is just amazing. That's the only way you can get that rice side as well. Go to TheSeafoodBistro.com. You can put your order in online. You can use the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered And or you can just go by their location on Perry Hill Road and dine in. It's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, let's see how the roads are doing at 8:31.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We still have a lot of heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Please use caution. We're still a little bit congested on the Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road. The East and East South Boulevards doing a brisk business at well, congested at all the lights. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time, none reported to us. So, well, buckle up, be safe out there, and keep it here. We'll try to keep you updated. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress. And I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And
it's
now it's time
show.
For America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
That can make your hands clap.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news. And the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Apparently there's this movement underway for the year 2020. Now I get it for like Montgomery Eye. Mm-hmm. 2020 vision, yeah. Get LASIK, which is cool. But I don't think I'll be participating in this one. A college student working as a delivery driver for Domino's in Pennsylvania was asked to deliver a pizza to Niles Harris. No, that's the name of the delivery driver. He was called out for a delivery in Bethlehem to a vlogger named Gabby DiMartino. She had her camera rolling as the door opened, and she gave Niles Harris a $2,020 tip. She recorded it, put it on her YouTube channel. The original charge on the receipt is $2,221. She also says she was inspired to do this because of a similar post on Facebook, which suggested leaving a $2,020 tip in honor of this year is a good idea.
I could do $20.20. Tip.
Well, you're a very generous tipper. I like to be. When you've done that job and you know how hard the work is. In fact, even as lousy as I was at that crappy diner I worked at 100 years ago, a couple of guys came in. They worked at a restaurant up the street. You know, it's funny. servers like to go to other places to eat because they're sick of the places they work
in. They don't want to go to their place.
And I made a whole bunch of mistakes trying to line up their Armenian steak and their challah bread. But at the end, they tipped me almost the entire tab. I guess they made good money at the place they work because I did a lousy job and they knew I was trying.
They're the best tippers, though, you know?
In fact, I met, in that period of my life, I met somebody who was pretty amazing. And what happened was, the week before I actually met her individually, she had been in with her family for her son's birthday. And I remember because everything that could go wrong went wrong. They ordered stuff. The kitchen was out of it. It was I was running back and forth like a maniac.
Apologizing.
Yeah. And she came back and wanted to meet me because she thought I was so entertaining.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to make
it. Did you marry her?
Almost. Almost.
It got close.
It's part of the roaring 90s. Yep. Okay. 837.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We were talking earlier this morning, especially about how the cold has gone all the way down into Florida. For instance, last time I looked, this was around 7 o'clock. Miami was 40 degrees with a 24-mile-an-hour wind.
Wow.
That's serious business.
You rarely see that. Yeah.
Orlando at 36, 35 in Tampa. And so Florida is cold. Meanwhile, we were actually a couple of degrees colder than New York City this morning, Central Park. How about that? We get down to 24. Look for a nice little warming trend this afternoon. 53 is warmer, folks. It's not much warmer, but it will take it. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with those high clouds, some milky sunshine. Not as cold tonight, low 34. Tomorrow's high in the mid-50s. Showers could be anytime tomorrow, but I think your better chances are from lunchtime on, and then showers likely Thursday night in through Friday morning, maybe even some thunder, but that clears out really early. That storm system is it's going to hightail out of here, and that leaves us with a dry Saturday with high temperatures in the 50s over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Right now, this morning, we are up a little bit. If 29 degrees is 5 degrees warmer than we were earlier this morning. Wind chill factor 22, so not much wind here at 839.
All right, coming up, our Morning Maroon nominees for today. As always, that's another thing. Just when you think you've seen the last story of monumental stupidity.
You got some good ones today?
Yeah, we do. Including a clumsy burglar, a story involving a misused Bible, shameful, and a not-so-bright criminal who picked a really dumb hiding spot when the cops were chasing him. It's all ahead at 8:39.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We still have a lot of heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Please use caution. We're still a little bit congested on the Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road. The East and East South Boulevards doing a brisk business at well, congested at all the lights. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time, none reported to us. So, well, buckle up, be safe out there, and keep it here. We'll try to keep you updated. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating three homicides between Friday and Saturday night. They say the shootings are not related. Right now, no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery heard from the Parks and Recreation Department Tuesday about its needs. The committee met with the police and fire chiefs earlier this month, and we'll hear from the maintenance department next week. And two Montgomery bars had their business licenses revoked after police say there have been numerous incidents involving violence in the past year. Sky Bar and After Five Lounge on Debbie Drive must stop doing business immediately. The businesses now have the option to appeal the city council's decision. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Need a way to tell your brother happy birthday? Send your mom a message on her day. Finding the perfect word is really hard. Kid you know finished kindergarten, your convict friend, he just got pardoned. Send a note from Dolly with my brand new greeting cards. Making greeting cards, my new way to make a living. Hope you get well soon and you have a great Thanksgiving. Congratulations on your big beautiful wedding. Buy an extra one for the divorce you're getting. Greeting cards, some dumb kid's graduation or a housewarming. Hope you love your new location. I'm so sorry you got laid off from your business, but I'll make a small fortune during Christmas.
Look for the Dolly Parton. I'm not making this up. Dolly Parton greeting card line coming out soon. All right, let's bring in former Ayatollah and Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee. Yeah. All right, who wants to be the first with the dumbest of the dumb? Let's go with Terry Slaughter of St. Petersburg, Florida, the city whose motto is the Ointment City. Got into an argument on Sunday after returning home from church with her boyfriend. Well, apparently it was right after she returned from church. She got so mad at the boyfriend, she threw her Bible and hit him in the head.
Using that as the weapon, right?
Using the Bible.
The Bible as the weapon.
The Lord's Word as a weapon. She was arrested for assault and criminal mischief. After she was released from jail, she went home and then scratched him on the neck. So she's been arrested a second time for domestic battery. And this time, bail was set much higher.
Terry sounds like a lovely person.
Guess what state we're going to stay in?
Oh, you know, probably Florida.
We sure are. This is my favorite here, I think. 36-year-old guy named Daniel Booth. No relation to John Wilkes. From McClenny. I don't even know where that is. Was at his job at a solar power plant last week when the cops showed up to arrest him on a warrant for selling meth. See all the connections here? He's working at a solar
plant. Yeah.
But he's making and selling crystal meth.
What does a worker do at the solar power plant? Doesn't the sun do all the work?
That's what I was told. That's why we're supposed to have it.
What does he do? Empty
garbage
cans?
Maybe he picks up the birds that die when they fly into the glass. I don't know. So he decided to make a run for it.
Okay.
And his brilliant scheme was to jump into a pond to hide from the cops. However, he was busted when he came up for air.
Of course.
That was the part he didn't consider. I could hide in the water, but at some point I'm going to have to breathe. Unless you're really good at just only, you know, having your fish lips emerge.
Yeah.
Unless you have gills. And then it's not just stupidity in Florida. Australian police showed footage of a thief who stole a dishwasher from a house that was under construction. And, well, he dropped it in the street. Never steal more than you can run off with, is the ruling. Security camera footage showed him wheeling the dishwasher out of the home down a sidewalk. It goes over the curb into the road, and the dishwasher falls off the dolly, and he just left it there. So yeah. He's been arrested for trespassing and damage to property.
So we got Bible assault. We have the solar meth guy solar in meth. The water.
In the water.
Holding his breath. I don't know. I like meth guy.
I like, meth guy is always going to win these.
They generally do, and I will happily go along with that.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Yeah, let's hide in the water. I mean, lots of lakes and waters, you know, away from the ocean, they're pretty, you can hide. The canals are dark green.
Right.
But you better be able to hold your breath for a long, long time, because eventually you're going to have to emerge. Our rocket scientist of the day was a story we brought you in the 6 o'clock hour. If you missed it, a study's been done that now claims the average body temperature is not 98.6, it's 97.5. And that little piece of rocket scientist earned that story the nominee today. Applied Security is the company that can protect you from the bad guys, the guy that wants to steal your dishwasher off your property. Yes, property under construction. Property with nothing on it can be protected by Applied Security. Best part is they're a local company with state-of-the-art technology, so when you need service or help, they're a phone call away at 279-8338. Mark and Vicky have gotten the chance to know them. They're fantastic people. And, let's see, Rosie has used them. Her church has used them. I know others. A guy sent me a note on Facebook. His house got robbed. I need their number. Make sure it doesn't happen to you, because they protect this building, and there's no shortcuts to getting in here if you don't have the device required to re-enter. So call them at 279-8338. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month at Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We still have a lot of heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Please use caution. We're still a little bit congested on the Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road. The East and East South Boulevards doing a brisk business at well, congested at all the lights. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time, none reported to us. So, well, buckle up, be safe out there, and keep it here. We'll try to keep you updated. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paul, good morning.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I work here.
I work really hard.
It wouldn't be work if you loved what you did.
Can you stop talking?
That's what I do. That's what I do.
I talk.
Just talk.
Like for a living?
Yeah.
And they pay you for that?
They pay me for that.
That's why they pay me.
Well, better get back to work.
Let's begin.
You know, one of the, sometimes a thriving economy has consequences. Because instead of 7,000 people lined up to get a job, there are 7,000 companies trying to find people. And some companies are turning to illegal means of hiring staff. A big company that owns Wendy's and other restaurants in at least four of the 57 states that's been charged with breaking child labor laws.
So they got these
kids working before
14
seven,
and 15.
Yeah, working more than three hours on a school night and so forth. And this is not, by the way, a knock on Wendy's, the company. This is a company that owns Wendy's franchises and others.
14's a little young for.
I can see in certain situations where a permit might be required. But they've been fined $157,000 for breaking underage, who do they think they are, Nike or Apple?
It says working more than 3 hours on a school day, too.
It's one thing if you own a sweatshop and, you know, that was the beautiful thing about Ricky Gervais. And they were sitting there when he called them out. That, to me, was the best moment of the year so far. And then there's this.
Hi, welcome to Wendy's. I'm 6 and a half. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'll get a double cheeseburger.
Okay. How do you spell burger?
B-U-R-G-E.
Would you like fries with that?
No, thanks.
I like to put french fries in my nose and pretend I'm a walrus. When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut.
Cool.
Please pay me $4.24.
Okay, should I drive up?
I got a boo-boo when I was too close to the fryer. It hurt really bad, but manager Todd gave me one of the toys from the kids' meals.
Okay.
And it's a dinosaur, which is my favorite animal, and it's pretty cool.
Is it even legal for you to be working this drive-thru?
What does legal mean?
This business owns 136 Wendy's, 28 Golden Corrals and grills, 48 Fazoli's.
What is that?
Six Marks Feed Store restaurants.
Fazoli. Oh, yeah. I know where Fazoli's is.
That sounds like a food court place.
Don't we have one here? I think we do.
Might. 11 Blaze Pizza outlets, along with one Napa River Grill, a Jimmy John's, and the Layover Bar. 447 violations of child labor laws.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I think they've got some splaining to do, Lucy. Well, it's been a fun show. The problem is we have 4 minutes left that we have really not planned for.
And they're arriving right on time.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. No, you missed the glasses, the new glasses, too.
Oh.
Go ahead, put those on and show him. Give him the full effect. There you go.
I don't know whether you're here to entertain me or arrest me. He's got those cop glasses.
He's very stylish.
No, you are, man. You are.
Stylish.
I'm intimidated by your cool. I invented this monster. How do you like that?
Looks like he's got a Snapchat account.
Well, everything he's learned about fashion, he learned from me.
C-S-B-S. He was your sidekick on this rocket to success.
And look what it's done for him.
I forgot about that old line.
That's a funny bit. It still is. I could play it. We have time. But before I can do that, I need to tell the story of Kaiser's Fine Furnishings. I did not know this until Larry Stevens pointed it out, that they've been around for 50 years. Jerry and Kyle Kaiser opened it at the location they're at now, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, half a century ago, and they've really been the standard, especially when it comes to selection and style. They're not the kind of place that says, well, this is what's happening now, and everybody wants this, so that's all we're going to carry. it doesn't matter where your taste in furniture runs. They've got it. They've got contemporary, they've got colonial, you name it. It's a big warehouse, 60,000 feet, so they have the room to entertain all types and styles of furniture. Right now, if you bring your Christmas gift cards in during January, you can save 50% on in-stock inventory, so it's a great time to buy. That's the wonderful thing about the economy. You can buy a house, have a low payment, and buy really cool stuff to put in it. 60,000 square feet, that seems a little overwhelming. I do recommend you wear comfortable shoes. But ask to see Stella or anybody on her friendly staff, and they can help focus your visit if you're looking for one particular thing. If you have an odd spot in your house that needs something but you're not sure what, you'll find it at Kaiser. They've got it all. Stop by and see them and save 50% through the end of January. Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser in 2020 at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Oh, by the way, 8.5 sales tax there.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing at about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's not your usual morning show.
Listen, Toots, there are at least 10, maybe 12 people still flourishing in their Miami radio careers because they started with me.
Does that mean that one day I'll be big time?
You might be a little bit old for that.
Oh.
You are with me. You are in the passenger seat of my rocket to success. How's that rocket doing?
Houston, we have a problem.
All right. Oh, fun. So we were just taking credit for Joey's career before he walked in the room. Joey, I wish you would sit down for a second. It's like talking to a moth here because we need your feedback. The Hall of Fame, the Baseball's Hall of Fame yesterday, and those lefty journos kept Curt Schilling from receiving his just desserts.
Well, they can vote for who they want, but he's in the Hall of Fame in my heart.
He never disappoints. Always an adequate amount of corn. Yeah, I'm going to have a little meltdown about that today and a few other things.
No, I think but you're justified in that.
I now have heart medication just in case I start to turn blue.
Yeah.
You know.
Do we have a defibrillator up here?
Right. We used it earlier. Here's the tape. Clear! Speaking of clear, it's time for News of Views.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he personally would like to see a longer impeachment trial in the Senate with witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton, but he says there are national security concerns about that. Also,
I don't know if we left on the best of the terms. I would say probably not, you know, and so you don't like people telling